In the Thai restaurant, she doesn't order anything for herself. He loves curries, spiced to a barely edible Scoville level. She does not. She'll make herself something at home after he leaves. She's scrolling through Instagram when her phone rings, and it's a number she doesn't recognize, some out-of-state area code. Her cowboy uses Google Voice, so her texts don't show up on his iPad at home, which his wife sometimes borrows, and Google often routes the calls through weird numbers. She hits the green answer button and brings the phone to her ear. "I got you green curry with beef, 5-star spiciness," she says by way of a greeting.
"Hey, that's nice of you, but if you remember, I was always such a wuss about spice."
A man's voice, warm and smooth, but none of her cowboy's drawl, which he somehow managed to keep even through his years in New York. She lowers the phone, checks the number. "Who is this?" The man's tone changes, not quite apologetic, but inviting.
"Reese. Hi. Sorry, it's Ames."
Out in the car, she can see her cowboy, the glow of his own phone illuminating the glasses he only wore to read. She turns away, as if he might overhear her through the glass windows of his car, the plate glass of the restaurant, over the clang of the kitchen and the talk of the scattered customers.
"Why are you calling, Ames? I didn't think we were speaking anymore." "I know."
She waits, holds her lips together. She can hear him breathing. She wants to make him talk first.
"I'm not calling to bother you," he presses on. "I was hoping for your help."
"My help? I didn't know I had anything left for you to take." He pauses.
"Take from you?"
His bafflement sounds genuine. This was his whole problem, that he couldn't see what he had led her to lose.
"Maybe I deserve that, but I promise I'm not calling for that. It's almost the opposite."
"I'm on a date. I've got some Thai food coming." She knows it's vindictive to say, but she can't help it. He's thrown her off, and she wants both to return the favor and to prove to him that her life has moved on.
"I can call at a different time?"
"No, you've got until my food gets here to explain yourself."
"Is there some guy watching us talk?"
"I'm getting takeout. He's waiting in the car." A thrum of satisfaction plays in Reese's chest. Clearly, however Ames had anticipated this conversation going, she has wrested it away from him.
"Okay,"
he says.
"I'd hoped to explain this at length, but we'll do it your way. Remember how you always wanted us to have a baby together? That's what we had planned for?"
Something must be off with him that he'd call her about this. He wasn't the type to hurt people for fun, and he must know such a question asked so directly would hurt her. She feels stupid for having told him that she was on a date.
"Is that still something you'd want? A baby, I mean?"
His question ends on an up note, as though he's slightly afraid of his audacity in having voiced it.